با نام و یاد خداوند مهربان، دانش آموزان عزیز، سلام. امیدواریم که برای آزمون شنیداری زبان انگلیسی آمادگی کامل داشته باشید. پیش از شنیدن فایل صوتی، هر سوال را با دقت بخوانید. سپس با دقت و آرامش به فایل گوش دهید و پاسخ مناسب را انتخاب کنید. هر سوال سه بار پخش خواهد شد. بنابراین نگران نباشید و با خیال راحت به شنیدن و پاسخدهی بپردازید. آرزوی موفقیت برای شما داریم. سوال اول. به شش جمله در مورد تصاویر زیر گوش دهید و شماره هر یک را زیر تصویر مربوط به آن بنویسید.
Number 1. Sam hurt his knee while playing football in the park. Number 2. He twisted his ankle during a marathon and now it hurts when he walks. Number 3. My father works as a software engineer at a famous computer company. Number 4. We buy new clothes for Nowruz in winter by shopping with our family. Number 5. My brother, a ninth grade student, gets top marks in math and science. Number 6. My friend and I had an amazing experience at an event in France. Number 1. Sam hurt his knee while playing football in the park. Number 2. He twisted his ankle during a marathon, and now it hurts when he walks. Number 3. My father works as a software engineer at a famous computer company. Number 4. We buy new clothes for Nowruz in winter by shopping with our family. Number 5. My brother, a ninth grade student, gets top marks in math and science. Number 6. My friend and I had an amazing experience at an event in France. Number 1. Sam hurt his knee while playing football in the park. Number 2. He twisted his ankle during a marathon, and now it hurts when he walks. Number 3. My father works as a software engineer at a famous computer company. Number 4. We buy new clothes for Nowruz in winter by shopping with our family. Number 5. My brother, a ninth grade student, gets top marks in math and science. Number 6. My friend and I had an amazing experience at an event in France.
سوال دوم. به کسی که درباره شغلش صحبت می‌کند گوش دهید. بعد مشخص کنید کدام جمله درست، true یا نادرست، false است.
I wake up early when the sky is still dark and the city is very quiet. I get ready and go to the police station. My work starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and finishes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Today, there was a small accident on the road, so I arrived a little late. Every day, I help people who have problems, but this morning, was a little different. A little girl got lost, and she did not know where her parents were, but she remembered her home address. I took her to her house, but her parents were not there. So I stayed with her and waited. We waited for 3 long hours, and then her parents finally came home. They were very happy and thanked me for helping their daughter. I wake up early when the sky is still dark and the city is very quiet. I get ready and go to the police station. My work starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and finishes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Today, there was a small accident on the road, so I arrived a little late. Every day, I help people who have problems, but this morning was a little different. A little girl got lost, and she did not know where her parents were, but she remembered her home address. I took her to her house, but her parents were not there. So I stayed with her and waited. We waited for 3 long hours, and then her parents finally came home. They were very happy and thanked me for helping their daughter. I wake up early when the sky is still dark and the city is very quiet. I get ready and go to the police station. My work starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and finishes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Today, there was a small accident on the road, so I arrived a little late. Every day, I help people who have problems, but this morning was a little different. A little girl got lost, and she did not know where her parents were, but she remembered her home address. I took her to her house, but her parents were not there. So I stayed with her and waited. We waited for 3 long hours, and then her parents finally came home. They were very happy and thanked me for helping their daughter.
سوال سوم. در فایل صوتی به صحبت‌های 6 نفر گوش دهید. سپس برای هر جمله گزینه صحیح را انتخاب کنید.
Number 1.
Sarah wasn't home yesterday. She was at a hospital downtown. Her best friend Emma was a patient, and she took her to the hospital.
Number 2.
Yesterday was icy, and Daniel fell down badly. He broke his leg, and it is in a cast now.
Number 3.
Mia texts her mother a message every day to see how she is doing.
Number 4.
Oliver's favorite sport is football, and he is interested in watching football on TV.
Number 5.
Liam's father is a postman, and he works at the post office. He leaves home at 6 o'clock in the morning and comes back at 4 p.m.
Number 6.
It is Noah's dad's birthday today, so they are setting the table for a celebration. Noah and his sister got him a gift, and their mom baked a cake.
Number 1.
Sarah wasn't home yesterday. She was at a hospital downtown. Her best friend Emma was a patient, and she took her to the hospital.
Number 2.
Yesterday was icy, and Daniel fell down badly. He broke his leg, and it is in a cast now.
Number 3.
Mia texts her mother a message every day to see how she is doing.
Number 4.
Oliver's favorite sport is football, and he is interested in watching football on TV.
Number 5.
Liam's father is a postman, and he works at the post office. He leaves home at 6 o'clock in the morning and comes back at 4 p.m.
Number 6.
It is Noah's dad's birthday today, so they are setting the table for a celebration. Noah and his sister got him a gift, and their mom baked a cake.
Number 1.
Sarah wasn't home yesterday. She was at a hospital downtown. Her best friend, Emma, was a patient, and she took her to the hospital.
Number 2.
Yesterday was icy, and Daniel fell down badly. He broke his leg, and it is in a cast now.
Number 3.
Mia texts her mother a message every day to see how she is doing.
Number 4.
Oliver's favorite sport is football, and he is interested in watching football on TV.
Number 5.
Liam's father is a postman, and he works at the post office. He leaves home at 6 o'clock in the morning and comes back at 4 p.m.
Number 6.
It is Noah's dad's birthday today, so they are setting the table for a celebration. Noah and his sister got him a gift, and their mom baked a cake.
سوال چهارم به سه مکالمه گوش خواهید داد. گزینه مناسب جهت ادامه و کامل شدن هر مکالمه را انتخاب نمایید.
Number 1.
Who is that man?
Which one?
The old man in the gray suit.
Oh, he is my grandfather.
What is he like?
Number 2.
Are you interested in playing football?
Yes, of course.
So, why don't you play now?
Number 3.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Why were you there?
Number 1.
Who is that man?
Which one?
The old man in the gray suit.
Oh, he is my grandfather.
What is he like?
Number 2.
Are you interested in playing football?
Yes, of course.
So, why don't you play now?
Number 3.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Why were you there?
Number 1.
Who is that man?
Which one?
The old man in the gray suit.
Oh, he is my grandfather.
What is he like?
Number 2.
Are you interested in playing football?
Yes, of course.
So, why don't you play now?
Number 3.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Why were you there?